الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد نبي الله صلوات ربنا وسلامه عليه وبعد. Just as we are testifying classes, of course we have each is here and there. This is the first time. We would work on this, improve on it, and then try to make it better by next week, inshallah ta'ala. So also we want to try this as an online test care sort of. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to guide and protect us. Of course, the hadith of Sa'ah, the issue of the moment is the COVID-19 pandemic. Shows us how interconnected, interdependent the world has become. A virus that started in the wet animal markets of Wuhan, Hubei province in China, has spread down into the nooks and crannies of Nigeria. And then, whether we like it or not, there's panic in the air, there's fear, there's, we only ask Allah SWT to assist us. If this thing will take money, we'll give it money, but it won't. It truly remains the mercy of Allah SWT. Lesson for the Muslims, we take everything that comes our way. Allah SWT says, وَلَا نَبْلُوَ عَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالنَّقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We have nothing but patience. May Allah SWT not afflict us with it. Patience, dua. We pray to Allah SWT to not afflict us with this illness, not to afflict our loved ones. However, I want to use this opportunity to point out to certain things that are lessons that we all ought to learn as this virus, this disease ravages our country and other countries the world over. Number one. Allah SWT is the most powerful. A virus that is half alive. I mean, for scientists, if you've done a little bit of cell biology, viruses are not even classified, or there's a dispute. Can they be classified as living things? We can't see it with our eyes. You can't see with electric microscope. It's only with electron microscope, a very huge microscope, that you can see it. This small virus is forcing the world into a lockdown. Nothing seems to stop it. Nothing seems to delay it. So we should be humbled in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, at the same time, we also celebrate human uniqueness. For those, this virus will not take out the human race. People are already recovering from it. And those who have recovered, the scientists are right, they will not get the virus again. Even those who have been infected in China, when they get infected, reality is, I've seen some of the news on this, those who get infected cannot infect others, and they don't show symptoms. They don't get the disease, those who are infected. So people will survive it. The human cause is just ready where the thing is. So we are being created unique by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have definitely honored the children of Adam. Note the verse, it not says the Mu'minun, it said Kabani Adam. We gave him honor above a lot of what we have created. Even if a vaccine is going to work at the end of the day, it's going to be because of the way we have been created. A vaccine works because the virus that should be vaccinated against will be weakened, or parts of it that can be recognized by our body will be. Will be inserted into our body. Now, our body will generate reactions against it, and then we'll have immunity. So it shows the uniqueness of human being, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really created us for a purpose on earth. That's point number two. Point number three, the virus has shown how dangerous religion can be in the hands of the unqualified, challenged terms, who are nothing more than criminals. In Christianity and Islam, the reality is that we have this rule in Islam. I listened to Apostle Suleiman, the pastor accused of sexual impropriety, pimping, prostitution, and so on and so forth. He was telling his audience that they should not go for tests, that going for tests would actually get them infected with the virus. I listened to Pastor Edeko, where he was saying that coronavirus cannot stop them. He had his church service last Sunday. I listened to TB Joshua. He made a prediction that on the 7th of this month will be the day that the virus will leave our shore. I will stop. I listened to Pastor the winner's guy, that the Debuy, where he said he actually saw the virus but couldn't talk because he was afraid. they would say it's chemical. Oh, these are lies. And unfortunately, people still follow them. And just as we have been Christianity, I listened to a sheikh in the north who told his followers that there's no such thing as coronavirus. The boys were singing, Malam Yachi Babu Corona, and they were singing, Malam Yachi Babu Corona. Malam has said there's no corona, and then this you are saying there's no corona. I saw the devastating impact of the Big Brothers across Southeast Asia as they rejected the existence. They did not reject this. They believe that having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices for the coronavirus. And one of them has actually died from the virus, I think in Bangladesh. And then the Big Brothers were responsible for spreading this virus across Southeast Asia. If you follow the news, in Singapore, Malaysia, it shows how religious knowledge, when it is not grounded, when it is not aware of circumstances, it can be dangerous, very, very dangerous. And I, even being one who belongs to religious tradition, the government needs to look carefully more at those who are going to be heading a lot of people, who are going to be talking to a very large audience. These people would probably destroy people's life. I've seen people who are marketing untested drugs for coronavirus, honey, and some other things. The real scholar, there's a rule we have. Allah says, "Fas'alu ala dhikrikum kum la ta'lamun." When issues happen, we ask those who are professionals in the field. That is what we have. If somebody were to ask me, what's the rule on interest-based banking, or what's it on banking, I would need to ask, what are they doing there? Because I'm not specialized in banking. If someone were to ask me, what's the rule, does coronavirus exist? I would have to consult those who are biologists, epidemiologists, doctors, medical personnel. I'll not sit there in the corner of my house and then throw out conspiracy theories or things that are not even real or things that are, intelligent people would laugh at one. This we have seen in the coronavirus epidemic, Allah assist us. Incapable scholars or incapable wannabe scholars. Number four, one of the things we're also seeing is the circulation of khurafat. Khurafat means superstitions. There are news circulated across social media that if you open the Quran, some say Surah Al-Mudathir, some say Baqarah, you see a piece of air. And this piece of air, you dip it in water. If you dip it in water, drink it, it kills you of coronavirus. This is bogus, false. But people go and look at the Mus'haf and they see the piece of air there. And they're like, and I get questions from this. How come the piece of air is there? Because the piece of air is there because the Mus'haf we read all the time. Our air, when we read, we touch our air, we touch our bed, we touch our... even in books I read, I find pieces of air there. Also, am I supposed to drink that one also? So I said, the jinn brought the air. The jinn did not... These are normal things that happen to individuals. And they've used this to confuse a lot of people. You get questions from people. Can I drink this? Can I do that? Can I... All these are false. The protection from coronavirus has been stated by the health authorities. Social distancing. Don't go to large congregations of people. If you have been outside the country, stay away from large congregations of people. Self-isolate. Call the NCDC or the number of the state response team. This is the way the virus can be fought, not by all these khurafat, these superstitions, and so on and so forth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide, protect, and assist us. So also is the issue of Jum'ah. Some insisted that why should we close the Jum'ah mosque? I lead the Jum'ah mosque. I know the impact of not praying Jum'ah. Not even the spiritual, not even the father, yeah, this is what you've been doing for a long time, even the financial. I pay the mu'azzin, who doubles our security, from whatever we get from the Jum'ah. So this is not going to work. I'm going to go back to probably some other ways to get money from it. So, and then people who don't even have anything will come and ask you, why, ma'am, why? Isn't it the case that we need to pray at this time for protection from corona? Yeah, we need to pray at this time. But there's nothing that says that we must come together to pray. The virus is not against Jum'ah. The virus spreads when we are in close quarters. May Allah assist us. So also, can we, as I've been offered in Ilorin, which I saw also, ulama scholars coming together. It was organized in Lebanon also, but the state governor actually stopped it. Can we come together and call ourselves for general dua to for Allah to raise the virus? If you recall, we've been saying that du'as of this nature are an innovation. Coming together to read for Azkar or whatsoever is an innovation, and it becomes even more clearly shown in this context. And the funny thing is, some of these things that happened in history. So I start, Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani wrote a book, Badlul Ma'un fi Ta'un, I forgot the name of the book. Ibn Hajar was in the 8th, 9th century or so, that is, and we are in the 15th century. Between us and him, we have about 500 years or more than. So, and he wrote a book, and he detailed the fact that when an epidemic happened in his own time, people actually went out into the desert and organized a congregational prayer. And he was arguing from the point of the Sunnah, that is what the Sunnah says. The Sunnah is that people will stay in wherever they are. Wherever the epidemic is happening, they don't go there. And when if the epidemic is happening where they are, they will not go out of that place, which is one of the reasons why we're having problems in Nigeria now. And he said that after these congregational prayers, the epidemic began to be far, far more serious. He was looking at it from the angle of the Sharia. That if you do things against the Sunnah, you're going to have more problems. But we know from the sciences that their gathering together those days allowed the virus to thrive more. It's just plain common sense. So if we are not allowed to have congregation, let us pray on our own individually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. Is this a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All calamities are punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are the innocents suffering? Allah says, فَتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً and fear a punishment, a trial that will not afflict those who are the guilty alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not afflict us and punish us. May Allah not punish us what the ignorant and the oppressors among us do. There was a story I saw of a Syrian kid who was injured during the Syrian crisis. And the little boy said, that فَأُخْبِرُ اللَّهُ عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَنْ كُلِّ مَا حَدِثٍ said, I would tell Allah everything that happened in Syria, and he died. Yes, we are not making the inference, but of course the world has committed a lot of atrocities, either by our action or our inaction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this away from us. It is important at this moment to realize the fact that we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are at His mercy. It's only with prayers and by following out laid down instructions. I mean, people are saying, what is the cure? This thing can be stopped. We've seen evidence that it can be stopped, it can be mitigated. We've seen what it did in China and how the Chinese responded. We've seen the lackadaisical attitude with the Italians took it. And the Spanish, because in Italy, the thing spiked, for those of us who were following the news, the thing spiked after the Valencia or so match. I mean, the mayor of Milan was telling, and the people saying that we should go out, they should not be afraid of the virus, until it became something else. So we know how to stop this virus. It's by social distancing, it's by partial lockdowns and things like that. So, yes, we pray, we also take the means. That is tawakkul. Tawakkul is having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has your back. At the same time, taking up the means with which our intellect, which He gives to us anyway, has laid down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and guide us. Inna wa li dhalika wa al-qadr alayhi. Assalamu alaikum wa ta'ala barakatuh. If there are any questions, I may take it. Assalamu alaikum wa ta'ala barakatuh.